Welcome everybody to episode 2 of the Time For Your Mind podcast. Today I am delighted to cover the topic of self-care and I have Una Kyo with me today. Una Kyo has established her own counselling practice located in Dublin, Ireland. She provides a confidential service using a variety of counselling techniques which can facilitate individual clients' needs. Her approach to counselling is based on CBT, which is about changing the way we think to improve our well-being. And below this podcast, or if you're looking at it on YouTube, you will see all of Una's details, her phone number, her email address, her website and her Facebook page, if you'd like to go through and look up more about Una after you listen to these interviews. Una also studied at PCI College and she specialises in dealing with stress, anxiety, depression and low self-esteem, and she's here today to discuss the importance of self-care and also the misconception that some people have regarding the word self-care and how it might be misinterpreted as self-indulgence or self-pity. So I'm just thrilled to have you here today, Una, and thanks so much for joining me.
You're welcome, Colin. Okay. Thank you for asking me.
Great. So could you tell us a little bit about self-care, Una, and what it really means?
Okay, so well, self-care refers to activities and practices that we would engage in on a regular basis. It reduces stress and it prevents burnout. But I suppose more importantly, self-care is all about maintaining and improving our well-being, both mental and physical. We're all different in our own way, and I suppose each of us has to decide what self-care means for us and how we should apply it in our lives. Many people see self-care as something you should do for your physical health, like exercise, eating well and getting enough sleep. And that's where it ends for them. But for me, self-care goes a little deeper. Mm-hmm. While self-care is about exercise and eating well and getting the sleep that we require, it also means self-compassion, accepting yourself as you are, and self-love, putting a value on yourself. So when we practice self-care, an example might be that how it would help us is slows down our day, basically. It allows us to go with the flow from time to time.
Yeah.
We can ensure that little things stay little, that they actually don't have to become front page news. Mm-hmm. Self-care also helps us to have more space around our thoughts and feelings and become more present in our daily life. Mm-hmm. So these are just a few of the things that we can achieve by practicing self-care.
Yeah, and I think you described that really well. Like, while exercise is important and sleep is important, it goes much deeper than that. And obviously when I developed Time For Your Mind, one of the main aims with that was to help people have better self-care in a more, I suppose, easy way, you know, that they can take that time to tap into themselves, because we don't do it. And I hear it from clients so often, it really is the last thing on the list, but it has such a big impact on our life, and it's a fundamental element, I think, to change and to really, really caring about ourselves. Like you said, it's about self-compassion and self-value as well, which I think is extremely important. But a lot of people will struggle with the idea of self-care as well. And I know when I was introducing you, I talked about how you had described there's a misconception around self-care being, you know, self-pity. Or some people even say it's like they're being really selfish. So why do you think there's such a misconception about self-care and its meaning?
Well, that's a really good question, actually, Caroline. I think there's huge misconceptions about self-care. The biggest misconception is that people actually associate it with, as you said, self-pity or being selfish. So yeah. Taking better care of ourselves is the opposite of being selfish. It actually strengthens us and it enables us to support our loved ones even better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're actually no use to anyone if our energy is depleted, because we've actually given our last bit away to somebody else.
Yeah.
So I suppose I can't emphasize enough the importance of having me time.
Yeah.
You know, I think we all have to face many challenges in life, and I think that this is where proper self-care comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where we can store up energy levels and our resilience, and then we're actually better able to cope with the challenges out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just to pick up on what you said there, I remember reading a quote before, a quote before about success or personal happiness. You know, if you're not going to be able to be happy and successful in yourself, it's going to be very hard for you to help others to do the same. Like you said there, your energy will be depleted. And And there'll be lots of different reasons why people struggle to really look after their self-care. Some can be emotional reasons, whether there's no value like there, like you mentioned earlier. Some people don't have enough time, different things like that. But in your experience, why do you think people don't care enough for themselves?
Sometimes when we're feeling stressed and we're running around taking care of everybody else, the healthiest thing we probably could do is just stop and consider how we can take care of ourselves. But we actually don't do that.
Yeah.
Now, it seems very obvious to some people that we would stop and maybe see what's going on for us. But many of us struggle with this idea of putting ourselves first.
Yeah.
Now, that could mean there could be a lot of reasons for that.
Mm-hmm.
It might be the case that we were raised to think that we should always put other people before ourselves,
yeah,
and ignore our own needs. And, you know, we might be taught that, you know, thinking of ourselves is somehow arrogant or self-centered.
Yeah.
So this type of reasoning can cause low self-esteem and low self-worth. And it can be a very difficult thought process to break.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we actually teach people how to treat us by our own actions and attitudes towards ourselves.
Yeah.
Now, that sounds a bit harsh, but, you know, it's a bit like putting up signs out there that, you know, I'm the rescuer and I will sacrifice everything for you.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, then we tend to attract the sort of people who want to be rescued or, you know, for whom it's all about them, and
mm-hmm.
then there is no balance there. Again, I suppose, Caroline, I feel like I'm being a bit harsh when I say this, you know, and it is hard to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
The thing to remember, I suppose, is that it doesn't take away from the fact that we can still be deeply caring individuals.
Yes, yeah.
We can actually continue to be that way. It is possible to practice healthy self-care and successfully be there for others.
Mm-hmm.
About having a balance really in your life. A balance is making room for yourself as well as others.
Yeah, absolutely. And I agree with you there around the low value and low self-esteem, and
yeah,
and I suppose the damage that can do to somebody. When you said there, it might sound a bit harsh in terms of what
yeah.
they might be bringing into their life, but I think there's some, you know, there's so much truth in everything that you're saying there, and it is, you know, I would see it with clients as well. That's the experience that they're having, you know. And some people are overcome with a lot of guilt and a lot of fear around really putting themselves first. And I have some members' questions for you later on in the interview in part
yeah.
three, which will look at that as well, of how to overcome that. But to finish off this segment before we move on to the next part, if someone wanted to make 2017 the year when they really focus on their self-care, and that's what I'm trying to do over at Time for Your Mind this month, is
okay.
to make it the month of self-care, because, you know, a lot of us start off the year going on diets or things like that, and I wanted to do the opposite of that. And just, well, diet can be part of self-care from an emotional perspective, you know, what would be the first step, let's say, they could take to really make this year about self-care?
I think self-awareness would be the first step.
That's great.
Becoming more aware of how we are, both physically and mentally. You know, taking a step back and looking at how we see our own self-worth and our own value. So I'm kind of going back to that self-worth and that value again, because
yeah.
I actually think it's hugely important.
Mm-hmm.
If we have self-awareness on this, then we're actually listening to our own needs and our own wants, and not just what everybody else wants,
yeah.
you know, from us or what they want their needs met by us. So this is where we start to value ourselves.
Yeah.
And when we actually value ourselves, we start to care about ourselves more. And that's where the self-care actually starts. You know, that we have a sense of a value of what we're worth. And that is, to me, that's the first step.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you want to practice self-care, it's to know that you're worth being looked after. You know,
yeah.
if you don't put a value on yourself, I suppose then we're kind of expecting other people to do it. And that can actually lead to a disappointing expectation. So I think changing how we think and feel about ourselves is a really important part of self-care. It's actually much easier to start including our needs into our daily life then, and having some me time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And yeah, and then it actually works, and that kind of puts the guilt out of the way, the feeling of being selfish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it kind of moves that out of the way,
yeah.
and it brings a balance in.
Yeah.
So.
That's really good, yeah. And I think what you said there, and you put it in really good, simple terms, you know, get clear of what your own needs are over the needs of others, get your idea of what your self-value is, and then your self-care can come from that as well, which I think
Yeah,
is
it's an internal
fantastic.
kind of a change, really.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going with that.
And that would be your advice for the first step of what people could do. And
Absolutely.
I think that's a fantastic first step. Not easy to do, but definitely one that you can work through as well, over time. That's fantastic. So, Una, thanks so much for this first part. We are going to talk more in the next section, and I look forward to talking to you then.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.